Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey there, everybody! This seagull ride back to the ship is taking longer than expected, so we decided to drop a very special bonus episode with some more stories from our live show in LA featuring Patton Oswalt. Hope you like it. See you soon!
If you like action, make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
All right, guys, I think it's time for our next story. This one was also written by someone who's in the room right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Julian Molina. Hi, Julian. All right, Julian. This story was written by you, and it was untitled, but we like to call it Computer Boy.
It's a beautiful day in Computerland.
The processors are humming.
What a wonderful morning here in the land of computers.
Oh, no. Here comes Julian.
He is so weird!
He loves working on his computer!
Hey, everyone! I'm expecting a delivery today.
Special delivery for Julian.
Wow, that was fast.
Sign here, please.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you Dr. Glitch?
No.
The evil genius with plans to take over the world?
No, I'm not Dr. Glitch. I'm Mr. Glinterman.
Okay, I'll sign.
Sucker!
Thanks, Mr. Glinterman! Huh, that was strange. Oh well, I'll open this box. Wow, a card. Dr. Glitch's random access memory upgrade, guaranteed to not combine you with a computer. Well, I'll just put it in the motherboard with the rest of the... What? Oh no! Dr. Glitch's computer chip combined me with my computer! I now have computer powers. Henceforth, I shall be known as Computer Boy.
Julian!
It's Computer Boy.
Right. Computer Boy, can you help us out with the internet? The internet went down in the whole town. We can't connect for some reason.
Oh, that's a simple fix.
People of Computer Land, I reset your router by unplugging it, waiting 30 seconds, then plugging it back in. Your internet access has been restored!
Yay! Thank you, Computer Boy!
Now that the day is saved, I am off.
Off to help others in need?
Off to keep a watchful eye on society?
Off to reinstall the operating system on my laptop?
No, off to watch TV! Away!
Hey everyone, three cheers for Computer Boy! Hit, 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 hit.
What's wrong with her?
Oh no, she's glitching out!
Hey, her face has a rainbow wheel spinning in front of it!
Oh my stars, look at the city! It's so pixelated!
Oh no!
Everything is turning like a video game!
Now I'm home, time to settle in and watch some TV.
In the news today, Mario saved the day, but the princess was in another castle. In other news, Computer Land has become completely glitched out, glitched out, glitched out.
This TV's acting glitchy. I will fix it with my computer powers. This glitch is powerful, too powerful. This glitch can only be the work of Dr. Glitch, the evil genius with plans to take over the entire world, to my computer car.
Greetings, Computer Boy.
Hello, Computer Car.
Where would you like to go?
To the only place where Dr. Glitch could be. Glitch Town. Crank the tunes, Computer Car.
Cranking tunes.
I can feel it glitching in the air tonight. Glitch Town. Glitch Town. Well, I made it to Glitch Town. And here's the entrance to Dr. Glitch's lair. I have to find my way inside. That's it! I'll use my grappling hook to climb in through the roof. Okay, up I go. Now I'm inside the lair of Dr. Glitch. Whoa, there's this evil glitch machine. I better be quiet and sneak up on him.
More power. More power! Yes, as soon as my glitching machine is up to full power, no one can stop me!
Surprise! Not so fast, Dr. Glitch!
Well, well, well. If it isn't Computer Boy...
That's right, and I'm here to save the day. Just going to plug into this mobile terminal attached to Dr. Glitch's computer.
Computer Boy, you are too late. Once my machine reaches full power, the whole world will be like a video game. And when the
Dr. Glitch, do you have a USB port on this thing?
Oh, yeah, it's in the back.
Oh, thank you.
Where was I? Ah, yes. You see, Computer Boy, it all started
I'm sorry,
with a child.
What's your password?
Oh, well, I don't normally give out my password, but I'm really proud of it. It's Cupcake. All lowercase.
Oh, okay.
Now, as I was saying, it was all about my child.
You should really use a stronger password because somebody may use your personal information to reprogram your glitch machine, like I'm doing right now.
Wait! No, 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 stop that!
And done! Everything is back to normal.
System powering down.
No! Curse you, Computer Boy! This is not over! Hey, look over there!
Huh?
Sucker!
Hooray! Thanks, Computer Boy!
Sorry I called you weird earlier!
It's cool. Now I'm off.
Off to right wrongs in other cities?
Off to protect the land from evildoers?
Off to help me pair my watch with my smartphone?
Off! To watch TV. I'm going to watch TV.
Hop in, Computer Boy. I'll drive you back to Computer Land.
Thanks, Computer Car. Crank those tunes!
Cranking tunes.
The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you.
Delicious sushi. aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no, I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
You guys, we have a story which is really exciting because it was written by someone who is in the room right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Zadie! She's right there. This is Zadie's amazing story, and it's called No Veggie Machine.
Oh, hello there, my wonderful human pupils. Thank you for visiting me here on the edge of this cliff that overlooks a river. My name is Sally. And I'm a kid. And if you're like me, you hate eating vegetables. You know what I mean, skydiver that's flying by this cliff?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Sally!
I mean, can you think of anything worse?
A jammed parachute?
Oh, very true, skydiver. That would be worse.
No, I'm saying they gave me a jammed parachute.
Don't worry, sir. You'll just land in the river.
See? Not even a jammed parachute is worse than eating vegetables.
I completely agree on a case-by-case basis. And now to discuss my current crisis.
You're probably wondering why I don't just feed vegetables to my dog. I do. Isn't that right, boy? Yes, but feeding them to my dog isn't enough to rid the world of vegetables. Hey, wait! After 999 days of coming to this cliff, inspiration is striking! I shall build a no-veggie machine! But this sounds like a real undertaking. I wonder when my disciples slash best friends will arrive.
This is insane, Zadie. Sally didn't mention that we basically had to scale a mountain to find her.
Well, she did call it a serious hike, but I thought she was joking. Oh, look, Sierra, there's Sally now.
Sally!
Sierra and Zadie, perfect timing, young ones.
Young ones, we're the same age.
I meant that spiritually?
Sally, don't get me wrong, I love the view, but why are we standing on the edge of a cliff?
This is where I get my best ideas, Zadie. In fact, I just got the idea for a no-veggie machine!
Amazing! We hate vegetables!
Wow! I bet this cliff is awesome for getting ideas, Sally!
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's even a river down there. And that guy is whitewater rafting.
Oh, that looks like fun!
It is! And it's way safer than skydiving so far. Unless for some reason this river leads to a... Oh, no! Waterfall!
Don't worry, sir! The waterfall just pours into a large lake!
I'm okay.
That guy is really lucky.
You have no idea. But back to the matter at hand. Will you two help me build this machine?
Of course!
And with all three of us working day and night, surely it won't take that long.
But then it took 10 years for them to build the machine. Skiddly-doo.
It's complete! I'll admit, that took a lot longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, that took forever, Sally. We barely took breaks to eat and sleep.
We're women now! We should be in college or even in the beginning stages of a career!
Zadie, creating the no-veggie machine was our education and is our career. Now, we just need to make a factory that makes more of our machine.
I was thinking more, I need to call my family.
Then we need to get the word out so kids all over the world can use it.
I really need a haircut, Sally. Personal care took a serious hit over the last 10 years.
Yeah, my hair is down to my calves and it is grossing me out.
You should see my toenails.
Ladies, listen to me. This is a really big deal. We're famous now.
We are?
There they are!
Yeah!
machine is like the best!
Yeah, we also prefer not to eat vegetables.
You fixed a huge problem. Yes! Not only do we have adoring fans, but people are going to be talking about this 2,000 years from now!
And Sally was totally right. Yep, 2,000 years later, everybody uses the no veggie machine. Skidoo!
And thanks to other, less important technology, 2,000 years later and I'm still alive!
Us too!
Also, we got haircuts and stuff.
Yeah, we finally found a really nice work-life balance.
Now, ladies, normally I don't care for sellouts, but in this rare instance, I really want to take our company to the next level, and we need help.
I hear that, girl.
Which is why I went through great pains to get us on Shark Universe. A show that's been running for 2008 seasons. That's right, it is a very big deal for us. It's time to sell!
Hello, you're not welcome to Shark Universe. I'm the mean shark.
I'm the super mean shark.
I'm cryogenically frozen Mark Cuban.
Now tell me, what's your idea that we already hate?
It's called a no veggie machine.
Okay, sure, but I'm cryogenically frozen Mark Cuban, and I want to know, what does the machine do?
You put veggies into it, and they turn into junk food.
I'm glistening.
Don't you mean listening?
No, I'm literally sweating. It's much too hot in here. Now, I'd like an insultingly easy-to-understand demonstration.
No problem. Take it away, ladies.
Broccoli can turn into cinnamon rolls.
Mmm, me likey.
Brussels sprouts can turn into Skittles.
Mmm, me happy now.
And for a certain type of person, a salad can turn into a gluten-free, sugar-free, salt-free, all-natural vegan cookie!
That one actually sounds pretty unappealing to cryogenically frozen Mark Cuban. I'm cryogenically frozen Mark Cuban.
Don't worry, there's a setting to ensure you don't get anything that is secretly healthy.
How much does the no veggie machine cost?
$9,999,999.
Sally, that's a crazy price point.
I told you it's time to sell.
Well, I think it's insanely reasonable, and I love the price point.
And for a cool billion, you can get a no veggie table. A no veggie machine that goes in the middle of the table so everyone can use it.
And if you think you can just buy the no veggie machine and put it in the center of your table, you are dead wrong.
Well, as a cryogenically frozen Mark Cuban, I'm wondering why you can't just move it to the middle of the table.
The technology is airtight, frozen Mark. You're either paying the extra money for the table or not.
Wow, that sounds almost threatening.
No one has ever talked to us like that.
And I'm gonna tell you right now that we love it. We'll give you $1 trillion for 1% of your company.
Sold!
Also, I'm not just cryogenically frozen Mark Cuban.
I knew it!
Ew, he's ripping off a mask!
I am also the skydiving and rafting guy from 2,000 years ago.
We knew it!
And I'm about to go cordless bungee jumping right now. Here I go!
Oh, I wouldn't recommend that! Oh, look!
I'm okay!
So lucky.
Zadie, Sierra, we are officially the greatest inventors ever!
Everything around us started off as an invention. Whoa, isn't that pretty cool?
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
You guys, we've reached a really exciting part of the show because this next story was written by someone who is in the room right now. Ladies and gentlemen, she's 8 years old. She's sitting right over there. Please give it up for Alice Oswald. This is Alice's story, and Alice's story is called Allie and Noah.
Oh, we're real sorry we turned in our library books late, Principal McGillicuddy.
Yeah, we won't ever do it again, honest.
You most certainly won't. And if you do, you'll find yourselves back here in detention so fast your adorable heads will spin. Now get out of my office, now!
No!
Well, that's the last of your students to be punished today, Mr. McGillicuddy.
Oh, but more will come, Brenda. They anger me so much, what with their overdue books and their name-calling, and their making fun of the health teacher just because she's weird. She can't help it. Oh, I can't stand the...
Oh, Principal McGillicuddy, your medicine.
Yes. Yes, my medicine. Thank you, Brenda.
You know, you should be very proud of yourself. Since you took over, this school discipline has gone up 300%. Sternness, 800%.
And yet, there are two children who still elude my grasp. Two rabble-rousers whom I've never been able to punish.
You don't mean...
Allie and Noah, the most disobedient brother and sister in the whole county.
Ah, another day, another chance for disobedience. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning, Allie. How'd you sleep?
Poorly, because all of my teeth are rotten from ice cream.
Mine too.
Cool.
Ugh, it's so nice out today, Allie. I wish we didn't have to go to school.
Hey, Noah. Wanna just kind of have fun and miss school? Is that a yes? Noah!
Yes! Yes, with all my heart, yes!
Yay!
No school!
Also, are you okay?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
Okay. Let's go to the park!
The start of another school day. What joy to wake up in my office after sleeping here for personal reasons.
Oh, good morning, Principal McGillicuddy. Here is your coffee and your medicine.
You know, Brenda, sometimes I think my coffee is my medicine. Do you get it?
I got it.
Yeah, just because, you know, coffee. I know I need
it
to function.
I'm not really
a comedian. I went to an open mic once. I just said, you know, Brenda, I've been thinking.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps I've been a bit too hard on Allie and Noah. You know, judging them, loathing them, believing I have their best interest at heart. In fact, let's call them into my office right now for a warm, friendly, healing chat.
Oh, that's an excellent idea, Principal McGillicuddy. But Allie and Noah missed school today.
What?
Oh, no.
What do you mean they missed school? Those ingrates, those fiends, those...
Principal McGillicuddy, your medicine...
The only medicine I need is justice, Brenda. Oh, I can just hear Allie and Noah laughing at me now.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just my tape of children's laughter.
I've asked you not to play that. I'm going to catch Allie and Noah... And I know just how I'm going to do it.
Principal McGillicuddy, you're opening your secret closet.
Quickly, Brenda, help me get this on.
Oh, but where did you get that?
From the internet. Wow, what a cool park. Balloons.
Get your balloons here. Hot, fresh balloons.
Ducks.
Get
get your ducks here. Hot, fresh ducks swimming in a pond.
Wow, there's even a tree that was not there before.
Weird tree here. No one expected that tree.
Hey, Noah, why is that tree there?
I don't know.
Well, let's take a climb.
Okay, beat you to the top. Wait, why is this tree so soft?
And why are the branches shaking under our weight?
Why is it coughing? Something's wrong. Get off now!
Jump!
Allie, this was a terrible idea.
I know.
We tried to climb the tree, but the tree was weird.
It's okay.
We flown too close to the sun. Our hubris has been our demise. The poet will sing of our recklessness.
Noah! Calm down.
Okay.
Clearly, our adventures in truancy have soured. Now, let's just go to school.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm not crying.
I didn't say you were crying.
Because I'm not!
All right, well, we're back at school. Now, if we can just sneak into class.
Not so fast!
Chief Administrator Brenda!
We know you two were skipping school in the park, no less. Now, march yourselves straight into Principal McGillicuddy's office for detention. He'll be with you shortly.
Yes, Chief Administrator Brenda.
Ugh, why did we get detention, Noah?
I don't know. I mean, we did skip school and climb that tree. I think that's why?
Yeah, but we didn't see anybody watching us. How did they know?
A mystery we may never solve.
Principal McGillicuddy, may I come in?
Yes, Brenda, please. Help me take off this very cumbersome tree costume.
Yes, the tree costume you are wearing.
Yes, exactly, Brent.
The one that you put on earlier and then wore to the park.
That is correct.
That you used to disguise yourself as a tree in the park. A tree that Allie and Noah then climbed, confirming your suspicion that they are in the park and allowing you to give them detention.
Well, let's just spell it out, Brenda. Let's spell it all out. Let's spoon feed it to the masses. Hey, we're in a school right now, Brenda. Should we mention that too? Presumably somewhere in the contiguous United States. Hey, by the way, I'm calling you, Brenda, because that's your name and I'm...
Principal McGillicuddy, your medicine.
Yes. Yes, my medicine. We did a great thing today, Brenda. We punished Allie and Noah.
Principal McGillicuddy, may I ask, what is your medicine for?
The truth, Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
It's for my farts.
The end.
What an amazing story. So funny, so creative. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very special part of the show. Please join me in welcoming to the stage today's new author, Alice Oswald!
Hey, Alice, how's it going?
Good.
Alice, you wrote the story Allie and Noah.
Yes.
So the main character in that story is named Allie, and your name is Alice. Was it based on you at all?
No.
No? Do you ever skip school?
No.
Have you ever climbed a weird tree?
No. I don't think I've come across a weird tree.
And I also wanted to say, so when the story pirates adapt stories written by kids, it's not exactly what you wrote, right?
No.
No. Was there a part in the story that you heard that you were like, I didn't write that?
The end.
What happened at the end? Do you remember?
Yes. The very two last words.
Like the Principal McGillicuddy's problem.
Yes.
That was a little bit of a gratuitous ad on our part, I'll admit. So if we did it again, would you want us to keep that in or take that out?
Keep it.
Okay, then I think we made the right choice. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Alice. You guys, we had such a fun time today. Please join me in thanking our special guest today, Patton Oswalt.
We love that, Wallace Annenberg. Please give it up for the Wallace Annenberg. We will see you next time. Goodbye! Bye.
Hey there, everybody. Lee again, still riding this seagull back to the ship. Thanks for listening to today's episode. And thanks to all of our authors, Julian, Zadie, and Alice. And a special thanks to Patton Oswalt. We'll see you later this week with more stories written by kids. Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero. And produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates live at the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts was produced by Duke Doyle, Graham Hind, and Sherry Lane. Story Pirates Podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Kelsey Baer, Warren Burke, Billy Domino, Duke Doyle, Zoe Farmingdale, Dan Foster, Nadia Garboski, Leslie Kareen, Patrick McDonald, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Peter Moses, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jasmine Romero, Kristen Smith, Kristen Studdard, Mikey Wells, Rachel Winitsky, Ted White, Lou Wilson, and Matt Zimbrano. Shout out to all the amazing authors from our live show in Los Angeles. Special thanks to Patton Oswalt, the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts, Equitas Elementary, Mark Slavkin, and Deborah Pascaret. And to everyone else out there, thanks for listening.
The end.